Both the Bible and our own lives are filled with windows of opportunity, divine occasions where God calls us to take a new step in faith and to go somewhere new. We heard about one of those in the first reading as the Book of Wisdom recounted the Passover. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. God came to his people and said, I have heard your cries. I'm going to bring you out of Egypt to a place of freedom because you are my servants and I love you. And to remember what God did for his servants, the Passover was celebrated year after year. To remember that in that window of opportunity, the people of Israel heard and followed the Lord where he led them. They were told to celebrate that Passover in a certain way, with sandals on your feet, with staff in your hand, eating in haste, and with your loins girt. That was in the gospel too. With your loins girt. That's a very biblical phrase. It means that the people of the biblical times, they wore very often flowing robes, kind of like mine. And if you were going to spring into action, you had to take a belt and you had to kind of hike them up a little bit. You had to get ready because otherwise you'd trip. It's kind of the biblical way of saying, hey, when you eat this meal, make sure you got your shoes on because you're going to be moving somewhere. You're going to be leaving this place, going somewhere new. So keep your loins girt, be ready, get ready to move, put your shoes on, because this window of opportunity is here for a time. Now, the same thing happens in Jesus' parable today about the servants. A divine window of opportunity, a divine knock. He says, gird your loins, keep your lamps lit, and be like servants who await their master's return. They don't know when he's coming. They don't know exactly what he'll need when he gets back to the house, but they're waiting on him. They're prepared. They're not just slacking off and being lazy. But then something shocking happens. The master comes back, the servants were vigilant, and what does the master do in the parable? He girds himself for action. He has the servants recline at table, and he proceeds to wait on them. Shocking. This would not happen. Masters and servants, very different kinds of people. We kind of lose the effect of this because it would shock Jesus' hearers. I think maybe a good modern analogy is like Downton Abbey, right? You've got the royals upstairs, you've got the servants downstairs, and they interact, but they are not going to swap places. You know, Lord grant them, or you know, the Dowager Countess won't say to Carson, the butler, you know, you've had a long day, let me get you a cigar. I'll make a meal for you here in this beautiful drawing room. Like, it just wouldn't happen, right? But here Jesus says that the master, which is the same word for Lord in Luke's gospel, he's going to serve the servants. He's going to take care of them. And the servants are shocked to find that their faithful service to the master is rewarded and blessed in ways they could never have dreamt of before. But they were faithful to that window of opportunity, so when the Lord came knocking, they answered. They said yes. And all of a sudden, they got more than they ever realized they would receive. This beautiful way that God works, I think, is so present in our lives when we just pay attention to it. And I see it very especially in many of you and other people I've met who maybe bring communion to the homebound, who visit the sick, who bring your presence in a variety of ministries to just people one-on-one. You know, I've heard this so many times, I wonder how many of you could kind of relate to this, where you might have said, when I began doing that, serving one other person or visiting the sick, like, I wanted to serve God somehow. I wanted to serve my neighbor. I wanted to be faithful with the gifts God's given me. And over again, I've heard in my own life, and I can testify to this, that so many people have said, you know, I feel like I actually get more out of it than I put in. I feel like when I minister to others, I'm actually being ministered to by Jesus, by that person. when I go, I see Christ in the face of this other. That's this parable becoming true. That when we serve the Lord, we realize that actually it is the Lord who serves and blesses and ministers to us in kind of possibilities we can't even imagine. That's how good the Lord is to us. I'm so grateful that today we're celebrating Sister Stephanie's 25th Jubilee, because in so many ways, she, as a consecrated sister, has been a faithful servant, and the Lord has knocked, the Lord has asked for her heart. And as a young woman, she said yes many years ago. Christ summoned her to be part of his mission to bring oneness to the peoples of the world as a school sister of Notre Dame. And as a community today, we are so thankful, sister, for your yes to God. And especially that image of having a lamp kept lit for the presence of the Master, of the Lord, is so dear, I know, to religious life, of waiting on him, of being a shining light for him. And I'm sure that Sister Stephanie could testify in many ways as well in her own life how in giving her yes to God and opening the door for Jesus, that her life was richly blessed beyond what she could imagine. I know that in her service to this community, to the school sisters of Notre Dame, to so many students and migrants and the hungry and people seeking for God that you've ministered to, that we as a community have been blessed as God has served us through your ministry, through your vocation, and through the communal life of the school sisters. And of course, we know at Corpus Christi, we have a deep, deep bond with the school sisters of Notre Dame from our parish life, in our school. We have the image enthroned up here at the altar of the founders of the school sisters, Blessed Maria Gerhardinger from Bavaria, the 1800s, serving the Lord with her yes. So today, as we give thanks for the gift of religious life, we give thanks for Sister Stephanie's yes to the Lord, for answering that divine knock, that window of opportunity, for allowing Christ to have your life through those vows of poverty, virginity, and obedience. It helps us today to ask ourselves, where is the Lord knocking on the door of my heart today and this week? Because the Lord calls us every single day. How is the Master coming to us this week in a very unexpected way, an unexpected hour? How is the Lord seeking for us to look at not so much what might I have to sacrifice or give up by my service, but what do I have to gain? Lord, how are you going to take care of me and love me and pour your Spirit into me? Because you have become a servant to me. You washed my feet. You saved me. You came close to me because you love me. That's what happens at this Eucharist right now, as truly we, in a certain sense, recline at table, and Christ comes to minister to us and to feed us in amazing ways with his body and blood, as a family, as brothers and sisters. In this day of great jubilation and joy and thankfulness, may we be faithful servants at whichever hour the Lord comes to us.